Historically, Mr. Denton, how much does a presidential debate really impact a tight race?
Well, what research tells us is three things. First of all, the primary effect of the debate is it just reinforces your particular favorable to one candidate or the other. But research does say that if you're genuinely undecided, then it can and does have an influence. And right now, according to yesterday's Washington Post poll, 17% in their poll of likely voters said that the debate could very well impact their selection and choice. And the third big impact the studies show about debates is that how media portrays the debates in the following days absolutely shapes perceptions in terms of the candidates. And normally, there's about a 2 to 3 point bump. We saw it 4 years ago where Romney had a very good first debate, but then it kind of fizzled away. In contrast, in 1980 with Ronald Reagan, that debate, he did so well, he got a bump and continued to climb. So they are significant primarily in terms of soft leaners and those who are generally undecided.
Bob, this is Gene Morano. Good morning. Who has more at stake tonight? For instance, what's the goal for Hillary Clinton tonight? Is it to fact-check Donald Trump? I noticed the Donald Trump's campaign manager says that's not the role of the media, but is it to fact-check Donald Trump, or is it mainly to appear engaged and energetic?
Well, I got to tell you, research also shows that the three things that people really look for in a debate, and it's not really so much about issues, because if you're voting on issues, you've already made up your mind who you're going to vote for, and especially if you're a single-issue voter. People, first of all, are looking for competence. That's both in terms of knowledge, but also in terms of that temperament. Do you have the competence to have the job? Second is empathy. Do you understand what it means to be someone, quote, like me, perhaps middle class, having to work job, carrying student loans? And the third thing, of course, is that trust and character factor. So I think she actually has more at stake in terms of this particular debate. The first few moments we know is going to be the most important. Trump and probably has a lower bar as it relates to expectations. So in some ways, I think that she, a little bit more pressure on her. If he holds his own, he may not lose that much in terms of the polls as long as there's no gap. But for her, it's about the competency, trying to energize, primarily, quite frankly, speaking to millennials and, of course, young professional women and the minorities, activating them for her support. She's only getting about 8 out of 10 of Obama voters right now, whereas Trump is getting 9 out of 10 in terms of those who voted for Romney. So she needs to make up a little bit more ground. So I think really more pressure is on her.
We're talking political analyst Dr. Bob Denton. What about Donald Trump, Bob? Should he avoid attacking or appear to be bullying Hillary Clinton? Is his job to appear presidential?
Absolutely. If he, especially, and I know this may be a sensitive subject, but when you are debating in terms of a gender issue, he cannot appear to be threatening or bullying or intimidating at all. That will have a negative reaction. And he's already having trouble, as we know, with women. He needs very much tonight to really try to build the base of support of the GOP. He certainly needs to try to talk to married white women, which is a key constituent group in terms of the Republicans. But yes, he cannot lose his temper. He should not have a major gaffe. He can certainly criticize in a way because you have to show contrast. But if it gets too personal, if it gets too intense, he clearly is going to be alienating a large section, especially female voters.
A lot of people will probably remember Rick Lazio when he ran against Hillary Clinton in New York for Senate when he approached the podium, and a lot of people perceive that as bullying. So that's really something Donald Trump has to stay away from.
Absolutely, and that's part of the research that's being done in terms of, and it's difficult for women to get the right balance, women politicians. They have a higher burden, just unfortunately, and over time it may become less. How do you show that empathetic side without appearing weak? How do you be strong and forceful in terms of, quote, the leadership dimension of the presidency? And so this is why this is such historic in terms of, obviously, Hillary Clinton, and we'll be seeing that played out tonight.
We are speaking with Dr. Bob Denton this morning. We're talking about tonight's debate. Of course, Mr. Denton is our political analyst here at WFIR. Dr. Bob, if Hillary is judged to have done well and gets a bump from the debate, if you will, is Donald Trump in real trouble at that point?
I would say yes on a couple of things, a couple of reasons. Certainly, and if she gets the 2 or 3 points, that will move such states that are very close right now, maybe Pennsylvania back in her direction, North Carolina, Virginia. But more importantly than that, I actually think there's such a ground game advantage that the Democrats have. It's an incredibly lack of a ground focus in terms of the Trump campaign. And you know right now voting has already started. As a matter of fact, some suggest it might be between 30% and 40% of the votes will be cast before the actual election day. Matter of fact, 4 years ago, Mitt Romney on election day got the most votes. So this early voting, if she has a very good week and the way the voting is going, early voting, that certainly bodes well for the Democrats and Hillary Clinton. So there is a lasting benefit of the week after the first debate.
Bob, historically, do candidates retool before the second debate and take a different approach if they, you know, didn't do well the first time?
Yes, there will be some real adjustments. We remember with Gore doing all his sighing and all of that stuff, he tried to back off in the second debate and be a little bit better. It's just like and I hate to use a sports analogy in a way, but it is just like a losing of a football game. You go back, you look at the tape, you come up with new strategies, new roles. And, of course, you're really looking at the post-polls in terms of strengths and weaknesses. And absolutely. The first debate, though, that's in the first 40 to 30 minutes, that's the most powerful. The subsequent debates, and this is a major gaffe, really doesn't move the needle quite that much. And from a historical perspective, quite frankly, if you take a long-term perspective, where the polls are before the debates, then there's some back and forth. Within a week after the last debate, the polls almost end up where they were before the debates even began. And if that's the case, it does appear that it would be very close indeed. So they need to avoid major gaffes, but that could be a real determination. But the second and third debates usually are the status quo.
Bob, last question. You get about 30 seconds here. What will you be looking for tonight early on as an indicator as to who might rule the night?
Well, all eyes first is on Trump. What is his demeanor? How is he going to approach it? How much is he going to try to show in terms of that competency and that leadership? Keep eyes on him. Then in terms of Hillary, is she going to attack or is she going to stay pretty much on policy, talking to her key constituent group? The first 30 minutes, I'll really be focusing on those things.
All right, WFIR political analyst Dr. Bob Denton. Again, thanks, Bob, for joining us to talk about tonight's 9 p.m. debate, which we will carry live on WFIR. Thanks, Bob.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure.